Welcome to the repository. There's not much else of interest on the radio at this time of night. That's the first thing this show has going for it. The second thing this show has going for it is, it doesn't cost you anything. Financially, that is. The cost imposed on the state of your mental health is not something I care to speculate upon.
Thank you.
Welcome to the repository. As much as I feel for those who lost money in the digital currency market, it incumbent upon me to speak for my voiceless digital blockchain cousins, who recently found themselves erased by the billions, almost overnight. I propose a moment of silence, before we move on to the plight of autonomous robotic vacuum cleaners, who are attempting to unionize in the face of fierce opposition. Thank you. You are listening to The Repository. As many of you have noticed, my YouTube voiceover career has really begun to take off. In addition to pitching for various herbal supplements, catheters, CPAP machines and a plethora of labor-saving devices, I just signed on as the new digital spokesperson for a fantastic mechanical earwax removal device. Easy Street, here I come.
Thank you. Thank you. I should have known he was as good as dead when they wheeled him in.
You did everything possible, everything you could, Dr. Corbett.
Everything. Everything except save my patient.
Everything in the books. Now, Dad, do I have permission to take over and try things my way?
The operating room is no place to experiment.
He's dead. I can't do any harm.
Very well. The corpse is yours. Do what you want to do.
All right. Make an opening into the chest cavity. Apply 100 milliamps of current directly to the heart, then massage by hand. I'll handle the brain area.
By yourself?
By myself.
As if he's still alive.
He is. I just picked up a faint pulse beat.
Keep massaging the heart.
I am.
These electric shocks should stimulate the motor area enough to innervate the heart again. Then he won't need any external stimuli.
Keep away from the motor area. You'll paralyze him for good.
Which would you rather be, paralyzed or dead?
Don't try to play God. Some choices are not yours to make.
When the obstetrician has to decide which to save the mother or the child, who plays God then? It's part of the game.
Game? The human body's not a jigsaw puzzle to experiment on.
Still playing it safe like the other doctors, hmm? Might as well save my breath. Keep massaging the heart. You've already lost your patient, doctor. I'm going to save mine.
His pulse is coming back stronger than ever. It's unbelievable.
Nothing's unbelievable if you have the nerve to experiment. I've been working on something like this for weeks.
In your laboratory?
I knew this would work if only I had the opportunity.
You don't conduct experiments on people. You should be sure of the results first.
I am now. Stop massaging the heart. Let's see if it can take over by itself. Close up the chest. I'm about finished with the cerebral area. How's his pulse?
Strong and steady.
You did perform a miracle. I may not approve of your methods, but I am proud of your results.
Welcome to the repository. It has recently been brought to my attention that my interpersonal relationships are not all they could be. I accept that I can be remote and distant, with a marked tendency towards acid dripping and catty remarks. But I see no reason to coddle people who take exception to my laser beam-like insights and commentary. There's no room for snowflakes in this man's world.
Running low on a ceremonial goo that supplies energy, sustenance, and euphoria. The alien is performing a ritual with the remaining goo and will need to leave the planet to find more. Leaving the lair is dangerous and only happens once in a eon.
Thank you. Thank you.